Summer always seems like it's time for when colleges take off, but it just kind of keeps getting busy all the way throughout because you're planning for the future school year. And of course, Simpson College, no stranger to that as well, just had the Simpson Athletics golf outing. First off, great attendance. I was there, and it just felt like a lot of support from the community. How'd the event go?
I thought it was outstanding. The amount of support we received from sponsors and alumni and donors and whatnot, wide constituency of folks, a great event. President Byers, our new president, was out there with us. Thunder was out there, so it was a true One Simpson day, and in my 3 years, it's by far our best turnout. Want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for the great weather. They were very instrumental in that. But great day, all of our coaches, student athletes, and a lot of feedback on how excited people were to meet our coaches and student athletes, and I think that's what the support of that event serves is those folks. So I think all in all, a great day for us.
Well, and the integrity from the coaches and staff as well. I tried pulling out all the tricks and no one would let me win a hole in one despite my terrible golf performance. So congratulations on that too.
We pride ourselves in following the rules. You know, you got 600 student athletes and 75 coaches, and staff. You know, that's a lot of moving parts, but try to keep them all on the same page. So good to hear that feedback.
Well, for those who don't know, KNIA and myself will be doing the home football games this year, as we have been for many years on the radio, in addition to the video stream this year. Yep. Through a partnership. Talk a little bit about that partnership here.
Well, I mean, I you know, when we made our broadcast media agreement last spring, you know, there's a lot we've been doing, and we just kind of formalized that. But to have you be tapped into the stream now, and so people are hearing the play-by-play from you all. Sometimes it's silent, you know, in some of our broadcasts. So we're going to be able to tap into the feeds of all the games that you cover. We also have some things going on with our students in a communications class that may be able to help us with our streams as well. So a couple different things that I think will enhance our video streaming. But obviously, we can pick you up on the radio. We can pick you up on your stream. But now when we watch the people tune in and watch a live stream of one of our events, there's a chance they may be catching the KNIA broadcast as well from you guys.
Well, one of the things I'm actually really excited to do about is work with the students for a lot of that broadcast. When I'm not there, they're going to be handling it. And, of course, we're more than happy to have them be a part of our program as well. How important is that to get the students even more involved as far as the communications aspect?
Well, I think it's a great living, learning opportunity for students. We're in the business of education. And so we have these great platforms for our broadcast media majors that can actually get them great hands-on experience. So how do we do that to better prepare our students for the future? We create opportunities like this, and the fact that we have this agreement you know, obviously allows us to kind of leverage that relationship into helping our students become even better in their chosen field. So all good things. And it's just a matter of how do we make all the jigsaw puzzle pieces fit together in this thing. But at the end of the day, I think a much more broad-based, comprehensive plan to bring Storm Athletics to a better place for people who want to tune in and want to follow us.
All right, and then finally, we're also bringing Storm Surge back this fall. Great partnership we have with the Brick House and, of course, a lot of other local partners. Tell us a little bit about Storm Surge and what people can expect for this fall.
Every Monday, starting September 11, 6 p.m., live in the Brick House with myself and the program of choice for the week. So there'll be 10 programs in the fall. With our fall sports and some of our winter sports towards the latter part of the fall semester. So you and Rick, I'm sure, are going to do a great job. I enjoy giving everybody the State of the Union update every week, and then letting our coaches and athletes kind of share some insights into their experience with their specific program. And then we kind of wrap things up. But we've had great support, great sponsors for that, very consistent throughout the year. And, you know, again, we're trying to do things here. While we're a Division III institution, we try to do a lot of the things that the student athletes are attracted to, which is done at the Division I level, and trying to make that on a smaller scale here, keeping our great Division III ideals in place, but trying to give a even greater experience than most Division IIIs typically have.